啊，我们在看圣经的时候啊，会发现有很多的记录，就是说谁生谁，谁是谁的儿子。
When we read the Bible, we see that there are many records of who gave birth to who, and who is the son of who, and who is the father of who.
那么这些名单呢，也就是说他们啊各族的这个家谱。
This list of names is a genealogy of each of the family.
那么后代的人啊，要了解啊他是谁的祖孙，或者是要调查些事情，很方便的。
And it's for the convenience of the later generations to find out which family they belong to, or their family tree.
那么有关耶稣基督的家谱呢？这个跟神成为庶人的这个耶稣呢，跟救恩都有很密切的关系。
The genealogy of Jesus closely ties the salvation of God to Jesus.
主耶稣他来到世界，有神性，也有人性。
Lord Jesus came into the world with two natures, the divine nature and the human nature.
当然人性方面呢，有他的家谱。
And on the side of his human nature, he has a family tree.
那这些家谱呢，也要来证明他是谁的后裔，在先知书里面所预言的基督要来，才能够知道。
The genealogy of Jesus also ties in with a prophecy that the Savior is coming.
那么以色列人他们的家谱呢，当然有很多的用处。
There are many uses for an Israelite's genealogy.
像以色列民出埃及在旷野的时候，摩西给他们各支派把它编组，都按照他们的家谱来分配。
In the years of the Exodus, while wandering in the wilderness, Moses had divided.The whole nation into 12 tribes and gave them each their own genealogy.
进入迦南地以后，分配土地也是按照他们的家谱。
And when they enter into the land of Canaan, where they were dividing the land and for the 12 tribes, it is also based on the division of 12 tribes.
那么有关敬拜神方面，献祭啦，或者是当圣族人员的这些祭书啊，都是按照家谱来的。
Even for the workers in the temple, they are also based on their family tree.
所以家谱呢，跟信仰有连带关系的。
So the family tree of an Israelite ties in with his faith.
那么以我们现在真耶稣教会我们认为我们是得救的教会。
For today, our Jesus Church, we believe that we are the church with salvation.
当然，教会的名册也是非常重要。
And therefore, the name of the church is important.
因为呢。地面上有名字的，当然在天上也有名字的。
For those who have a name on earth, they shall have a name in heaven.
所以我们可以从耶稣基督的家谱来查考，一直到属灵的家谱。
We can study the genealogy of Jesus right to the genealogy of our heavenly home.
那有关耶稣的家谱在四福音里面呢，只有两卷有记录。
Out of the four synoptic gospels, only two of them recorded the genealogy of Jesus.
就是马太福音跟路加福音。
They are the gospel of Mark and the gospel of Luke. The gospel of Matthew and the gospel of Luke.
马太福音是从亚伯拉罕开始一直追溯到耶稣基督。
In the book of Matthew, the genealogy of Jesus started from Abraham and ended right at Jesus.
那么路加福音是记载从耶稣一直追上去追溯到亚当为主。
And in the book of Luke, they trace the genealogy of Jesus all the way back to Adam.
那亚当是人类的第一位第一个人。
Adam is the first human to live on earth.
但是在家谱里面却记载亚当是神的儿子。
Yet in this genealogy, it is said that Adam is the son of God.
所以家谱让人知道人跟神。有很密切的关系，就是父子关系。
From this genealogy, we know that humans and God have a very close relationship. They have one that is of father and son.
现在请看马太福音第一章第一节。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 1 verse 1.
马太福音第一章第一节。
Matthew chapter 1 verse 1.
亚伯拉罕的后裔，大卫的祖孙，耶稣基督的家谱。这里记载亚伯拉罕的后裔。
Here says Here gives us a list of the descendants of Abraham.
神曾经祝福亚伯拉罕，要让他的后裔像天上的星星、海边的沙那么多。
God once promised Abraham that he shall have descendants as many as the stars in heavens and the sands on the seashore.
并且呢，要从他的后裔当中来出现一位救主，来拯救世人。
And a king shall rise from the descendants of Abraham to deliver all mankind.
那么接下来说，大卫的祖孙耶稣基督。
It then says, Jesus Christ, the son of David.
从神的拣选来说呢，君王是从大卫开始。
From the election of God, from that point of view, we see that all kings come from David.
当然呢，第一位以色列的君王是扫罗。
We know that the first king of Israel is Saul.
本来要从扫罗，从他的族系祖孙来做王的。
Initially, all kings should come from the direct descendant of Saul.
结果他不配，因为呢离弃神。
However, Saul was not worthy to have that position because he has deserted God.
所以神就拣选大卫。
And that is why God had chosen David.
然后从大卫族系的祖孙来做犹太人的王。
And direct descendants of David shall be a king of Jews.
那么圣经也预言说，基督要从大卫的祖孙出来。
There's also a prophecy that says that the Messiah should come from the descendants of David.
所以耶稣来到世界的时候呢，不认识他的人只要喊大卫的祖孙就够了。
When Jesus came to the world, those who did not know him simply called him the son of David.
如果他耶稣不是是属于大卫的祖孙，就不是基督了。
If Jesus is not a descendant of David, then he is not the Messiah.
那么从这个家谱里面让我们知道
From this genealogy we understand
耶稣的身份
We understand who Jesus is
那我们今天早上呢先来讲三点
This morning we shall raise three points
这个马太福音的这个耶稣的家谱是以君王的名字来成为他的家谱
This list of names in Matthew it gives us names of kings
也就是说从大卫开始底下所记载的这些名字都当过王的
in other words starting from the name David and onwards all these names all these people used to be king
所以首先我们要从这里来得到互相勉励的就是有关君王的家谱
the first point we want to raise is this is a genealogy of kings
也就是说我们这些信耶稣的人要以敬畏尊重的心情来服侍耶稣。
And it is to tell us for believers of Christ, we should show respect and honor to serve Jesus.
耶稣在世的时候，犹太人要尊他为王，他不接受的。
While Jesus was still on earth, the Jews wanted to crown him as king, yet he refused.
但是呢，主耶稣却要成为属灵的君王。
However, Jesus was to be the king, to be a spiritual king.
中国人呢，向来一向呢就很尊敬君王。
All Chinese pay respect to their kings.
所以君王在百姓的心目中是非常伟大的。
A ruler has a much higher status in his subjects.
同样的，我们这些信耶稣的人，我们心目中的耶稣是非常尊贵的君王。
In a similar manner, we who are followers of Christ, we also worship him.
那么经常有。这种心情来服侍耶稣的人就有福气了。
And for those of you who hold this attitude when you serve the Lord, you shall be blessed.
主耶稣不会亏待他，一定会施恩给他的。
Jesus will definitely bless him.
所以天上的神也可以说万王之王。
Our God in heaven, we can claim him as the King of Kings.
地面上有很多的君王。
There are many rulers on earth.
但是呢。都要尊天上的神为王。
Yet all these rulers have to respect our King of Kings.
我们请看诗篇四十七篇。
Let us turn to Psalms 47.
第七节到第九节。
Verse 7 to 9.
诗篇四十七篇，第七节到第九节。
Psalms 47, verse 7 to verse 9.
因为神是全地的王，你们要用悟性歌颂神作王治理万国 神坐在他圣宝座上，列邦的君王聚集，要做亚伯兰诸神的名，因为数界的盾牌是属神的，他为至高。作书的人在这边呢、提到天上的神呢，是王啊，要治理万国。
Here the psalmist says that God is the king of all the earth, and he shall reign over the nations.
因此呢，列邦的君王呢，都要聚集在神的面前来敬拜他。
For that reason, the princes of the peoples must gather before him.
所以在世界上哪一国的王，他还是要敬畏神的。
So the ruler of every nation in this world must also pay respect to God.
神就是万王之王。
God is King of Kings.
因此呢，古代一些敬畏神的人，他们在祷告的时候，
we see that many of the ancient believers, when they pray to God, they pray in this manner.
也可以啊，对神呼求的时候啊，称神为王。
When they call out to God, they called him as a king.
但是我们现在比较少用这种名词来向神祈求。
But now we very seldom use these words to pray to God.
但是我们可以心中以神为王来向他祷告。
But in our hearts we know that God is our King and we can pray to Him in this manner.
啊，这是非常重要的。
This is an important point to remember.
请看诗篇第五篇第二节。
Let's turn to Psalms chapter 5 verse 2.
诗篇第五篇第二节。
Psalms chapter 5 verse 2.
我的王，我的神啊，求你垂听我呼求的声音，因为我向你祈祷。大卫是一个君王
，David was a king，
但是呢，他的心目中的王就是天上的神。
But to David, his king would be God。
所以他说：“我的王，我的神，我求你垂听我的祷告。
”And that is why David said, "Hearken to the sound of my cry, my King, my God."
因此呢。他在向神祈祷的时候，是以他敬畏、以尊重这种心情来向神祷告。
Therefore, when David prayed to God, he prayed in his reverence and with respect to God.
所以他的祷告得到回应。
For that reason, God listened to his prayers.
啊，这是我们要学习呀、向主耶稣祷告的时候，也需要用这种心情呐、态度。
So when we pray to God, we should follow this example of David in the same manner.
那么主耶稣是神成为肉身来到这个世界。
The Lord Jesus is God manifested in the flesh and came into the world.
他在世的时候称为人主。
When he was on earth, he was claimed as the Son of Man.
也成为神的羔羊，要替世人赎罪。
He was also known as the Lamb of God who shall be sacrificed for the sake of all humans.
但是主耶稣呢，他完成救恩以后
，However, after Jesus had completed his salvation plan,
他一直呢在扮演着的做羔羊的这种身份
，And after his plan having carried out, he has been playing the role of the lamb.
不断的受人数人的罪
，He often bears the sin of all men.
但是呢，在启示录提到神的羔羊要成为万王之王。
In the book of Revelation, it tells us that the Lamb of God shall one day be the king, a king of kings.
我们请看启示录十七章十四节。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 17.
启示录十七章十四节。
Revelation chapter 17, verse 14.
他们以羔羊征战，羔羊必胜过他们，因为羔羊是万族诸族、万王诸王，同着羔羊的。就是蒙召被选有忠心的也必得胜。这里记载受一些不信神的成为神仇敌的这个集团要跟羔羊征战。
Here it tells us that there are many people who are antichrist, and these people shall group themselves together and make war against the Lamb.
也就是说世界末日之前呢会发生的。
Tells us that before the end of the world, a war shall take place.
属撒旦的集团要跟属神的集团发生战争啊。
The group that belong to Satan shall wage a war against the group belong to God.
那么这些忠心跟随主耶稣的人呢
？And those who faithfully follow the Lamb,
就是万王之王 的主民呐、啊。
They shall be the people of the King of Kings.
那么在这两个集团发生战争的时候呢，是羔羊万王诸王这一边呢得胜的。
When these two groups clash, the group belonging to the Lamb shall conquer the other group.
所以信耶稣的人呢，能够得到主耶稣的这种保护的恩典。
For those who believe in the Lord, they shall receive a protection from God.
那么保罗在写书信的时候，其中呢，他对提摩太这么说过的。
When Paul wrote his letter to Timothy, he once said,
说我们这些信耶稣的，能够呢在服侍主耶稣的当中遭遇到困难，有忍耐的人。
Says, but those who have faced tribulation when they're following the Lord, they shall also gain patience.
那么所遭遇到的困难呢，是多方面的。
And the tribulation they face shall come from all aspects.
或者是个人的经济、个人的这个工作，或者是人际关系种种所遭遇到的困难。
Whichever problem they face, difficulty they face, whether it's from others or from the financial aspect.
或者是你身体健康状况的困难。
Or perhaps they're suffering from ill health.
那么在这些事上呢，都没有影响到你的信仰。
All these should not affect their faith.
表示你有忍耐。
When you have triumph over them, you shall have patience.
那么这样的人呢，要跟主耶稣同作王。
And this kind of people shall reign with the Lord.
那这样说来，王就很多了。
Well, in this case, we have many kings.
因此呢，羔羊要成为万王之王。
For that reason, the Lamb shall be the King of Kings.
当然呢，所谓的王跟世界国家的王就不一样。
Of course, this king is different from the earthly rulers.
所以保罗对提摩太说，我们要与基督同作王，这个是表示我们的尊贵性。
When Paul said to Timothy that we shall reign with the Lord, this shows how honorable our status is.
当然呢，不尊耶稣为王的人，将来会出大亏的。
And for those who do not honor Jesus as a king, he shall suffer in the future.
这是第一点，有关耶稣的家谱是君王的家谱。
And this is the first part regarding the genealogy of Jesus, which is also the genealogy of kings.
第二点就是有关耶稣的家谱是超越的家谱。
Next is the genealogy of Jesus is one that surpasses everything.
因为在他的家谱当中有出现其他的民族的民族在里面。
Because in the genealogy of Jesus, there are people of other ethnic groups.
在家谱里面都是以男人的民族列在其中。
Usually in the genealogy, they only record the name of men.
但是耶稣的家谱却有女性的民族在其中。
Yet in the genealogy of Jesus, it has recorded names of women.
在耶稣的家谱里面呢有女性的，还有其他种族的人的民族在里面。
In the genealogy of Jesus, there are names of women, and there are also people of other groups.
还有在世的时候曾经犯罪的人也列在里面。
And there are also people while they were still living that had sinned against God.
那么也就是说，耶稣的家谱呢是超越这些身份的家谱。
And therefore, the genealogy of Jesus is one that surpasses the identity of a person.
首先我们要提的就是超越男女。
And first, it has surpasses the boundary of men and women.
请看马太福音第一章第三节。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 1 verse 3.
马太福音第一章第三节。
Matthew chapter 1 verse 3.
犹大从他玛素生华洛斯，再看第五节。
Let's read verse 5.
撒门从拉合素生波阿斯，再看第六节。
Verse 6.
耶西生大卫王，大卫从乌利亚的妻子生所罗门。这里有记载，在家谱当中三个女人。
It tells us three women are recorded in this genealogy.
第一个塔玛是，这个是记在创世纪里面。
First is Tamar, and she is recorded in the book of Genesis.
这是犹大的媳妇。
She is the daughter-in-law of Judah.
第二个呢，就是拉合。
Second is Rahab.
拉合是一个妓女。
Rahab was a prostitute.
她是以色列民在攻打耶利哥城的时候，曾经保护这些探子。
She once helped the spies who went into the land of Canaan to take a look.
第三位就是别墅巴，就是乌利亚的妻子。
The third woman was Bathsheba, the wife of Uriah.
那为什么家谱呢，要列出这些女性的名字呢？
Why is it that in this genealogy there are names of women?
这表示耶稣基督要成为，庶人的救主呢，不分男女都可以相信他。
This simply tells us that Jesus Christ was to be the savior of mankind, all mankind regardless of men and women.
也就是说福音要普及男女两性。
In other words, the gospel shall be preached to both genders.
在教会里面好像经常都会发现姐妹比较多，弟兄比较少。
In our church, we find that we have more sisters than brothers.
当然呢，这有很多的原因啊。
There may be many reasons for that.
实际上，救恩呢，是要临到两性平等的。
But in fact, the gospel shall be preached to both men and women, that they are equal.
有些民族呢，会重男轻女。
There are some ethnic groups that emphasize more on the men than the women.
像希伯来民族呢，就重男轻女，因此在他们家谱主列出男性的名字。For
example, the Hebrews emphasize more on men than women, therefore in their genealogy only recorded names of men.
那么救恩呢，是普遍性的，无论男女都可以接受的。
However, the gospel is universal, applies to both men and women.
那么在这个耶稣的家谱里面呢，有提到其他的民族的，其他的种族的民族在里面。
And in the genealogy, in the genealogy of Jesus, there also recorded names of people who are non-Jewish.
像塔玛是跟拉合素这两个人不是以色列民族的人。
For example, Tamar and Rahab, they are both of these women are non-Jewish.
所以表示耶稣基督福音要普及万族的人。
This is tells us that the gospel should be preached to all people, to all nations.
虽然耶稣出来传福音是针对以色列人，但后来还是这个福音传到其他的民族那边去。
Initially, when Jesus came out to preach, he only preached to the Jews, but we know that for a fact, later on, the gospel was preached to other groups as well.
当然呢，他们的这个家谱呢，必须要同一族的，就表示呢，他们的这个血统是纯正的。
Of course, the people are of the same tribe, and therefore to show that they are of pure blood.
但是呢，耶稣的福音要超越这些。But
the gospel of Jesus shall surpass these boundaries.
我们请看。 加拉太书第三章26节到29节。Let's
turn to Galatians chapter 3.
加拉太书第三章26节到29节。Galatians
chapter 3, verse 26 to verse 29.
所以你们因信基督耶稣都是神的儿子，你们受洗归入基督的，都是皮带基督了，并不分犹太人、希利尼人、驻足的、为奴的或男或女。 因为你们在基督耶稣里都成为一，29节。你们既然属乎基督，就是亚伯拉罕的后裔，是照着应许承受产业。保罗在这边很清楚地阐明信耶稣的人的有各种族的人来信的。Here
Paul explicitly said that they are people of all groups that come to believe in God.
但是在耶稣的救恩之下，这些接受的人都要成为一。
Yet all these people from different backgrounds, when they have received the salvation, they shall all be one in Christ.
所以在我们教会里面的不同姓的很多，但是呢，彼此之间很亲密。
There are many people with different names in the church, but we are all one family.
中国人同姓的呢，当然是同。 同祖宗的,
and for the Chinese, when they have the same last name, that means they are of the same family.
但是在教会里面呢，我们超越这些。
But in our church, we have we are way above these.
那么这些人都要称为属灵的亚伯拉罕的后裔。
All these people are to be of spiritual offsprings of Abraham.
要得到神对亚伯兰所祝福的福气呢，要临到这些后裔的。
They shall be heirs according to the promise of God.
因此保罗说我们要这个承受呢神对亚伯兰所应许的这些产业，到后来成为属灵的产业。
That's why Paul said that we shall inherit the promise that God has given to Abraham, and this promise shall be a spiritual promise or a spiritual heritage.
因此我们传福音的工作呢，是针对万民，不是针对自己的民族。
Therefore, when we go out to preach the gospel, we should preach it to all nations, not just to our own particular group.
请看马太福音二十八章十九节。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 28, verse 19.
马太福音二十八章十九节。
Matthew chapter 28, verse 19.
所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒，奉父主圣灵的名给他们施洗。耶稣要升天之前差遣门徒去传福音。
Prior to the ascension of Jesus, he sent out his disciples to go out to preach.
他说要使万民成为他的门徒。
It says make disciples of all nations.
要奉耶稣的名给人施洗。
Baptizing them in the name of Jesus.
万民当然不是指着一个民族。
All nations does not mean people of one ethnic group.
但是现在我们传福音的工作有些困难，因为语言、文化各种的不同。
However, today when we preach the gospel, we face some problems because of the language barrier and cultural barrier.
不同民族的，你要跟他沟通有些困难。
People of a different culture is very difficult for us to communicate with them.
因此，真教会的福音一直呢，都偏重于。属于中国人的这个环境。
For that reason, the gospel of our church we have mainly been preaching to the Chinese community.
但是呢，圣灵的力量会突破这种情形的。
However, the power of the Holy Spirit shall break through this barrier for us.
神的拣选也会突破这种情形的。
And the election of God shall also surpass this barrier.
时机成熟，神就会去拣选属于这一方面的这个困难的工作。
And when the time is up, our Lord will personally help out in this area.
所以福音呢，是要传到各国各民族那边，使万民成为耶稣的门徒。
And therefore, the gospel shall be preached to all nations, to all people.
我们再看马太福音二十四章十四节。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 24, verse 14.
马太福音二十四章十四节。
Matthew chapter 24, verse 14.
做天国的福音要传遍天下，对万民做见证，然后末期才来到。天国的福音当然是得救的福音。
The gospel of the kingdom, of course, is the gospel of salvation.
要传遍天下。
This gospel shall be preached throughout the world.
那这个工作太艰难。
This is a very hard work.
要向万民做见证也是不容易的。
It is not easy.To bear witness to all nations.
但这些工作完成以后，末期才来到。
Yet when all these work were done, then the end will come.
最近像今年呢，好像我们比较容易获得的信息就是地震啊。
This year, particularly, we have heard news of earthquakes.
土耳其，接下来台湾，接下来墨西哥。
We have earthquakes in.Turkey, following that an earthquake in Taiwan, and then an earthquake in Mexico.
那有的人就根据马太福音二十四章所记载的呢，主要再来之前各次有地震发生啊，就感觉到耶稣快再来。
Many people felt that the end of the world is coming soon because they based it on Matthew 24, when it says there will be earthquakes prior to the coming of Jesus.
当然呢，耶稣要来之前呢，所要发生的事情都不断的在发生。
Of course, prior to the coming of Jesus, all these signs that were to happen are already taking place.
第六节说有打仗的这个风声啊。
Verse 6 says, hear rumors of war.
我小时候刚好第二次世界大战。
While I was a child, happened to be during the Second World War.
世界各地都人心惶惶啊，觉得这个打仗的声音太多啊。
People all over the world felt that they have heard too much rumors of wars.
那时候信耶稣的人就想到耶稣所说的话，耶稣快再来。
And Christians then thought about this verse and thought that Jesus was coming.
我们再看第七节，马太福音二十四章第七节。
Let's read Matthew chapter 24, verse 7.
民要攻打民，国要攻打国，多处必有饥荒、地震。 这也是末期要来临之前会发生的。
The scenario described here were also to happen prior to the coming of Jesus.
所以我们有时候从这个诸信方面得到这些信息以后，就会感受主快再来。
So when we hear news of all these things taking place, we felt that Jesus is indeed coming.
那么有关福音要传遍天下。
Now as for the part where the gospel shall be preached throughout the whole world,
这个不一定我们所获得的信息是信息正确的。
This does not mean that the news that we hear is accurate.
像两年前我们联总得到消息说，印度有一个部落啊，从来没有跟他们联络过，却有我们的信徒跟教会在那边。
For example, 2 years ago in the Taiwan GA, we have heard that a particular tribe in India had already received the gospel, even though we have no communication with them.
这是以前我们教会在中国大陆有人到那边传福音啊。
This was because many years ago, some of our Chinese brethren from China went over to India to preach the gospel.
那经过很多年，就有很多人信，结果呢？他们也不知道真耶稣教会有总会有连走，他们都不知道，像天国的福音还没有传遍世界。
Presently, what we have heard is that the gospel has not been preached to the whole world.
那么福音要传遍天下啊，这个呢啊，我们可以从几方面来去了解。
For this particular part about the gospel preaching to the whole world, we can understand this from several points or several aspects.
像现在世界是五大洲啊。
We know that now the world composed of 5 major continents.
那么真耶稣教会过去呢，只是大洋洲那边没有教会，现在也有了。
In the past, the only continent without a Jesus church is the oceanic continent, and now that we have churches there already.
如果以洲来看的话呢，早就传遍天下。
If we view this from the point of a continent, we have already preached our gospel all over the world.
那么天国福音要传遍天下，不一定有人去相信。
For the gospel to be preached to the whole world, it does not mean that we need people to actually believe in the gospel.
也许呢有些地方早期就有人去传过了，但是我们不知道。
Perhaps many years ago that we already have people who went there to preach the gospel, it's just that we did not know.
所谓传遍天下，并不是天下人全部来相信。
When it says to preach throughout the whole world, does not mean that everybody believed in the gospel.
也就是说呢，各地方都曾经有这个天国的福音传过的。
It could mean that in every corner of the world, we have people who have preached gospel over there.
所以耶稣的家谱是超越种族。
So we see that the genealogy of Jesus has surpassed the boundaries of races.
万民都有资格来成为耶稣的门徒。
The people of all nations have the right to be a citizen of the heavenly kingdom.
再来就是耶稣的家谱呢，是超越这个义人跟罪人。
The genealogy of Jesus has also surpassed the boundaries of righteousness and unrighteousness.
义人能够上天国。
The righteous can go to the heavenly kingdom.
成为神的子民。
They can claim themselves to be children of God.
但是罪人来相信，也照样可以罪得到赦免，成为义人。
But when sinners believe in the Lord, they can also be claimed righteous and can also go into heaven kingdom.
所以耶稣来是要拯救罪人啊。
We know that Jesus came to save sinners.
所以有的人认为这个人罪恶非常重大，作恶作毒，我们不需要跟他亲近，这样就不对。
There are some people who feel that there is no need for us to be friends with sinners because they have sinned evilly.
我们还是要传福音给他。
We must still do our part and preach the gospel to them.
请看马太福音第九章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter
9. 11-13.
Verse 10-13.
马太福音第九章11-13.
Matthew chapter 9, verse 11-13.
法利赛人看见，就对耶稣的门徒说：“你们的先生为什么和税吏并罪人一同吃饭？”耶稣听见就说：“健康的人。”用不着医生，有病的人才用得着。13节。
13。
经上说：“我喜爱怜恤，不喜爱祭祭。”这句话的意思，你们且去揣摩。我来不是要造义人，乃是要造罪人。虽然有些罪人他犯了很多的罪， 也自认为自己不配得这个得那。
There are many sinners who believe that they have sinned greatly and therefore they are not worthy of anything.
但是耶稣的救恩要临到这种人。
However, the gospel of Jesus shall come upon this kind of people.
所以有的人过去虽然行为不好，但是主耶稣还是欢迎他。
We have heard many instances of people where they used to have bad conduct, but our Lord still loved them.
因为主耶稣的恩典呢，要帮助这些人。
This is because the grace of the Lord is to help this kind of people.
主耶稣在路加福音十五章讲三个比喻。
In Luke chapter 15, Jesus gave three parables.
那这三个比喻呢，的中心精神就是要呼召罪人归向神。
The message of these three parables is that to call on to the sinners and to get them to repent.
所以每一次有受洗，有一个人来受洗，就轰动天上的使者。
And that is why each time one sinner came to baptize, the angels in the heaven were all joyous.
请看路加福音十五章第七节。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 15, verse 7.
路加福音十五章第七节。
Luke chapter 15, verse 7.
我告诉你们，一个罪人悔改，在天上也要这样为他欢喜，叫比为九十九个不用悔改的义人欢喜更大。这里提到说，一个罪人悔改。
Here it mentions that if one sinner repents,
整个天上都轰动。
There will be more joy in heaven.
那些天使都为这件事情大家来庆祝欢喜。
And all angels in heaven will be celebrating over this one sinner's repentance.
有时候我们灵会受洗人数比较少，大家心里就好像很沉重。
Sometimes during spiritual convocations where we have very few people baptizing, we all feel sad.
实际上有一个人受洗就足够高兴。
But in fact, if we have one person baptizing, then it is a joyous event.
我们再看第十节。
Let's read verse 10.
我告诉你们，一个罪人悔改在神的使者面前，也是这样为他欢喜。这里记载，一个人能够悔改，天上的使者都欢喜的。
It says here that if there is one sinner who repents, and there is joy before the angels of God.
这是第二个部分的，耶稣基督的家谱是超越的家谱。
And this is the second point, that the genealogy of Jesus surpasses everything.
第三点，耶稣的家谱呢，是要来证实他就是基督，就是弥赛亚。
The genealogy of Jesus is to prove that Jesus is the Messiah.
马太福音提到亚伯拉罕的后裔耶稣基督。
In the book of Matthew, it mentions that Jesus Christ is the son of Abraham.
也就是说，基督要从亚伯拉罕的后裔出来的。
In other words, the Messiah shall be a descendant of Abraham.
我们请看创世纪二十二章十八节。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 22.
创世纪二十二章十八节。
Genesis chapter 22 verse 18.
并且地上万国都必因你的后裔得福气，因为你听从了我的话。这里提到说，地上的万国都必得到都必因亚伯拉罕的后裔来得福气啊。
Verse 18 says, "By your descendants shall all the nations of the earth bless themselves."
因为呢，亚伯兰听从了神的话。
Because Abraham have obeyed God's voice.
当年呢，基督呢，就是要从亚伯兰后裔出来的。
And of course, the Messiah shall be a descendant of Abraham.
也就是说，世界万国的人要从这个后裔来得福气。
In other words, that the people of all nations shall be blessed from this one person.
所以耶稣是不是基督，是不是救主，就是从他的家谱就可以证实。
And to prove whether Jesus is Christ or is the Messiah, find evidence from the genealogy.
那么马太说，亚伯拉罕的后裔，大卫的祖孙，耶稣基督，也就是说，基督也是大卫的祖孙。
But Matthew says Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham, he also meant that Jesus is the son of David.
这个范围又缩小。
Matthew has narrowed down the scope.
亚伯拉罕的后裔范围比较广。
When we say that he is the son of Abraham, the scope is pretty wide.
那么要从大卫族系的祖孙呢，啊，就范围就比较小。
When he has narrowed down to the son of David, it's easier.
因为耶利米先知曾经有这么预言。
Because the prophet Jeremiah once said.
请看耶利米书二十三章第五节。
Listen to Jeremiah chapter 23.
耶利米书二十三章第五节。
Jeremiah chapter 23 verse 5.
耶和华说：“日子将到，我要给大卫兴起一个公义的苗裔，他必掌王权，行事有智慧，在地上实行公平和公义。”神在这边说
，Here God says，
说时候到呢，啊，要从大卫的祖孙啊兴起一个人。
God says, the days are coming when I will raise up for David a righteous branch.
这个人要掌王权啊。
And he shall reign as king.
就是指的基督，就是救主。
This refers to Jesus as the Savior.
所以主耶稣三十岁出来传福音的时候。
When Jesus came up, began his ministry at age 30.
当时犹太社会很多人不认识他。
The Jewish society had...did not know him then.
但是有些人听到他的风声，他所做的事情，就证明他就是基督啊。
However, others who have heard what he had done, claim that he is the Messiah.
所以要来求恩典的人，往往不知道他叫什么名字，主含着说：“大卫的祖孙，可怜我。”
And for that reason, many who came, who approached Jesus to ask for blessings, usually do not know his name, but they called him the Son of David.
我们请参看马太福音第九章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 9.
二十七节。
Chapter 9, verse 27.
马太福音第九章二十七节。
Matthew chapter 9, verse 27.
耶稣从那里往前走，有两个瞎子跟着他，喊叫说：“大卫的祖孙，可怜我们吧！”这里记载两个瞎眼的人，听到啊，耶稣的风声啊。
Here tells us there are two blind men who have heard of Jesus.
他们看不见。
They couldn't see.
但是在他们感觉上啊，这个人从这里经过啊，这个人呢啊，就是贵人，就是救主基督。
But they can feel that when Jesus passed by them, they felt that he is the Savior.
所以他们呢，啊，就一直喊着说：“大卫的祖孙，可怜我们。”
That is why they cried out, "Have mercy on us, son of David."
他们不认识耶稣，但是他们知道基督是大卫的祖孙。
They did not know anything about Jesus, but what they did know was that the Messiah would be a son of David.
主耶稣没有说，他们说喊大卫的祖孙，大卫的祖孙太多了，跟我无关了。
Jesus did not say that since they're calling out the son of David.David had too many descendants. They're not referring to me.
主耶稣听到他们这么喊呢，啊，主耶稣就怜悯他们。
When Jesus heard the crying, Jesus had pity on them.
结果把这两个的眼睛都把他医好。
And he touched their eyes, and their eyes were opened.
因为主耶稣对他们说：“照着你们的信，啊，给你们成全呐。”
Jesus said to them, "According to your faith, be it done to you."
他们的信心使他们的眼睛啊得到医治。
It is their faith. It is by their faith that their eyes were opened.
连犹太人以外的人也知道啊，基督是大卫的祖孙。
Even Gentiles also knew that the Messiah would be a descendant of David.
我们再看马太福音十五章。
Let's turn to Matthew 15.
二十二节。
Matthew 15, verse 22.
马太福音十五章二十二节。
Matthew 15, verse 22.
有一个迦南妇人从那地方出来，喊着说：“主啊，大卫的祖孙，可怜我，我的女儿被鬼附得甚苦。”这里记载迦南的妇人。
Here it says a Canaanite woman.
为了她的女儿的平安，她啊来求耶稣啊。
She approached Jesus and cried out to him for the sake of her daughter.
他也不知道耶稣的名字，他只喊着说大卫的子孙。
She did not know the name of Jesus. She could only cry out, "Son of David."
主耶稣还是成全他的心愿。
And Lord Jesus still healed her daughter.
虽然他不是犹太人。
Even though this woman is not a Jew.
他是犹太人以外的人，好像呢，比较属，不是属于圣洁之民，比较属的这一种民族。
She is not a Jew. She is a group that is considered worldly to the Jews.
好像呢被犹太人看为国的身份。
And she is also a woman that had been belittled by the Jews.
但是呢，她来求耶稣，耶稣还是怜悯她。
When she came and approached Jesus asking for mercy, Jesus still showed his mercy.
所以她的女儿就得到平安。
For that reason, the daughter was healed.
所以耶稣的家谱来证明耶稣是基督。
Hence, from the genealogy of Jesus, it is the best evidence to show that Jesus is the Messiah.
因为呢，他是亚伯拉罕的后裔，因为他是大卫的祖孙。
Because he is the son of Abraham and the son of David.
那么，耶稣的家谱也来证明耶稣是神的，这个儿子。
The genealogy of Jesus.Can also prove that he is the Son of God.
我们请看路加福音第三章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 3.
二十三节。
Luke chapter 3 verse 23.
路加福音第三章二十三节。
Luke chapter 3 verse 23.
耶稣开头传道，年纪约有三十岁。一人看来，他是约瑟的儿子，约瑟是西里的儿子。这里记载耶稣出来传道理的时候三十岁。
Verse 23 says that when Jesus began his ministry, he was about 30 years old.
接下来就说依然来看啊，这个人就是耶稣的儿子啊。
And as was supposed, he would be the son of Joseph.
那么一直追溯一直追溯追溯到人类的第一代。
And when they trace this genealogy all the way back, they trace it back to the first man.
请看三十八节。
Let's read verse 38.
以挪士是赛特的儿子，赛特是亚当的儿子，亚当是神的儿子。这里记载，人类第一个人亚当是神的儿子。
Tells us that the first man to ever walk on earth, Adam, he is the son of God.
当然，耶稣也是神的儿子。
And for that reason, Jesus is also the son of God.
当然我们这些信耶稣的人要称为神的儿子。
And that is why we believers of Christ, we are also known as the children of God.
所以我们从耶稣的家谱啊来了解这些道理。
It is from the genealogy of Jesus that we understand these truths.
那今天早上呢我们就查考这一小部分。
And we shall only study this portion this morning.